Hey guys, this is Joey and Ray with Senior Marketing Specialists, and this is A Human Connection. I have been extraordinarily blessed over my career to meet some really fascinating and successful people, and I get to now bring those conversations to you. So I hope that we can all learn and grow from each other. I hope you enjoy. Today, my guest is somebody that I know you're going to love. He is one of my favorite people. He's definitely the favorite person that you want to sit next to at any event. Somebody that I've admired for a very long time. This is Jeremy Pielemeyer, Executive Vice President at Elder Care Insurance in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. Welcome. Glad to have you. So as you know, this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about your business because that's what brought us together. But in this type of a podcast, in this setting, everybody wants to learn about Jeremy the person. So Jeremy, the father, the dad, the husband, all the things that make Jeremy tick, how you got here. But let's just start with a little quick little bio, if you don't mind, for everybody on your current position and how you became to be Executive Vice President at Elder Care, Jeremy?
So I think I actually got tricked into this job by Tony Bettis years ago. I wanted to be an agent because I had flexibility to, have my own schedule, grow a block of business, make money. And interestingly enough, Tony asked me and John Bettis to come up to you all's office in about 2006 to take a look at something you guys were doing. I didn't really want to go, and he told me that he would send John and I to a Cardinals game if I ran up, and that was March of 06. I have not been back in the field since then, and so I think it just accidentally happened, I guess...
Wait, it sounds like a visit to our office totally derailed your entire career.
I know.
That's not where I wanted this to go.
We went up. We met with Dan, some folks from your office. You guys have always been so amazing. And even before the Integrity Partnership, where you guys really treated us like a partnership. And so we came back. We took some of the information you guys gave us and started a department. And Tony's like, can you do this for me? And then that led to me being in the office and never leaving. And so, that's how I landed where I'm at today.
So I'll kind of take that and basically now twist that to where we're the reason that you are where you are. We're the reason you landed the position that you did, right?
Yeah, there's no way that I would be where I'm at today without you all on your team. Absolutely true.
Okay, well, we're off to a good start already, Jeremy. Well, let's back that up a little bit. So we walked through that pretty fast. So you started off in sales, right? So you were knocking on doors, Medicare supplements, final expense. What was your main product line?
Yeah, so I have always been a sales guy. I've told this story a few times. I started selling candy door to door when I was like 13. I would knock on your door and sell you the peanut clusters for $13 to pay for my college on Saturday. That's all I knew. And right out of school, I went to work for a really great company. Let me take a step back. Out of high school, I didn't attend college, but my college was really selling. And so I went to work for a great company that really taught me, I would say they taught me how to sell, but I think they, more importantly, taught me how to work hard. And they taught me that I could control my future if I put forth the effort. And so with that came a tremendous amount of sales knowledge. And I really loved what I did. I didn't really intend to sell insurance. There was really just kind of a fork in the road that I took unexpectedly. It was a Monday in 2000. The year 2000, I'm dating myself, and went to work like any normal day. And it didn't pan out the way I thought it would, and ended up leaving that job. And my girlfriend's at the time, she's now my wife, and I got to put a plug in. Today's my anniversary, my 19 year anniversary.
Oh, and you're spending it with us at the Human Connection. Thank you.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be. You can edit that out so my wife doesn't see that.
I will definitely edit that out.
So my girl at the time, girlfriend's dad was a sales manager at Elder Care. And he told me to come work here. It would be amazing. All my dreams would come true. And I quickly found out that that wasn't necessarily the case, because selling was harder than I expected it to be. And I came in the field in August of 2000. And one kind of interesting thing that I may or may not have told you, Joanne, is I came from a business where I had seen a pretty good amount of success at a young age. And so kind of rolling into this, I think maybe I thought it was going to be a little bit easier than it was. Maybe I was prideful or full of myself. And so I hit the field, and back then we were running lead cards, and we would get like 30 of them every Monday, whatever that number was. And so I go out in the field at summertime. I remember I was driving a Jeep Wrangler, and so gas was really expensive for the little Jeep. And I saw, for about 2 weeks in the field, I would give presentations, pitch my little heart out, and couldn't get anybody to say yes. And so I was in a house in Bismarck, Arkansas. It was a hot summer day. I gave a lady a presentation. I could save her about $50, and she said no. And so out of desperation, frustration, whatever you want to call it, I said, if you'll take this policy, I'll pay for it for you. I didn't have the money. And I don't even think that you could legally do that, but she told me no. And so I remember getting in my car and I was just like, this is the worst job. Like, I will never be able to do this. I cannot give this stuff away. And I actually told my girlfriend at the time that I was going to quit. And this gig just wasn't for me. And I was going to go back to where I'd worked before. So the deal was, she couldn't tell her dad because I knew he would try to talk me out of it. And then when I went in to turn my stuff in after hours, he was sitting there waiting on me with the lights off. And he kind of caught me and he's like, hey, I hear you're going to quit. And it was a pivotal moment in my career, because he spent time, a lot of time that evening, working through what I might be doing wrong, what I could do better. And after that, it was like a whole different experience for me in the field. So I'm super thankful for the time that Duke spent making sure I didn't walk away from something it turns out I was okay at.
Wow. Do you care to share what some of those points were that he was observing that made everything such a big difference for you?
Yeah, I think the key pieces were, I came from a place where it was very high pressure. And so part of the way that we did our sales was, you know, pressing, I wouldn't say pressing hard, but we certainly didn't take no for an answer. And as I worked through my presentation, looking back, it was really a couple of simple things. And that was that Duke told me to talk slower, that he thought I talked way too fast when dealing with the senior market, and that I needed to not have so much pressure, like kind of this, I hate to call it the used car salesman, you know, sound to me, but that was how he described it. And so, you know, from that point, I really changed my perspective of, I'm really proud of the products that we offer. I'm really proud that when someone needs what we have, heart surgery, death, cancer, that, and any agent who's listened to this can relate. I had a call about 2 weeks ago. My wife was in the car and it was on speaker, and the client of mine called and said he'd been diagnosed with cancer. He had a plan G, and he was like, I want to know how much I'm going to be out of pocket. How much will it cost to go to MD Anderson? And it was really an amazing conversation to get to say, hey, everything's paid except your Part B deductible. It's a couple $100. And he didn't believe it. He was like, there's no way for, you know, $125 a month, everything's paid for. And so I think knowing that we really do make a difference in what we do on a daily basis, I was really able to go about it that way in having conversations. Like, at the end of the day, if you don't buy what I have, it's not going to make or break my career. And I think that pressure came off of me and I just started having a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I tell the story a lot about an agent of ours who came to us kind of mid-life, you know, and had several other careers and had several other successful careers, decided to come to us to give sales a try. on the insurance side, and just struggled. I mean, just struggle after struggle after struggle. The first year was very similar to where you were at, of just, I just don't think this is for me. Had a conversation with somebody that sounds like your father-in-law, and was convinced to maybe that he was doing something that was wrong versus the product or the process or something. And one of the things, and then we very quickly saw him climbing up. Not only was he not about to not make it, he very quickly climbed up to number one, number two in the charts each week. So we asked him to come on and interviewed him and asked him, what was that difference? What was that thing? And the thing was exactly what you just said, which was, I went into that home. I went from going into that home wanting to make a sale for me, for my commission, for my family, for my income, whatever, and completely flipped it around to, what does that client need? And he said, the day that I started doing that, sales just started happening, because that's the beauty of our business in this industry, is we're not selling something, like you said, the used car salesman or vacuums or wherever you want to compare us to. We're not selling something that you don't need. Yeah. We're offering you a solution to a problem that we hope you don't have, but many times people in your situation are going to have. This, the odds are stacked that you're going to need one of these products that we have. And it's not just for the commission. So I think that was the biggest difference maker that he mentioned too, just like you said.
Well, and you know, today it's so much different than, I'm going to sound like I used to walk uphill both ways in the snow barefooted, but you know, when I was selling, we only had MedSup. Everybody had to health qualify. And when folks are turning 65, they were either MedSup candidate, anybody on Medicaid was not a prospect. And so now with the MA space, where, you know, pretty much everybody that you talk to has some type of opportunity for enrollment, someone turning 65, which obviously is an amazing market. When they're turning 65 and they're low income or full-blown Medicaid, or they have health problems later on out of their open enrollment, you have plans and programs available that we never had when I was in the field. So it's an amazing business. And I really love getting to do what I get to do every day.
Have you been able, well, I'm not sure, have you, I'm sure you have, how many times, and what did it feel like when you were, did you say Duke? Was that your father-in-law, Duke? So you've probably been in his shoes now a number of times, of agents or staff or anybody involved coming to you saying, I just don't think I could do this. I just don't think this is working. I just don't think it's for me. Or they're just having a bad day. Maybe they didn't want to quit, but just having a bad day. And you've been able to turn them around. What, one, do you have any of those instances in mind? And how refreshing or how satisfying is that, that you got to do that when somebody was able to do that for you? I think that's very cool.
Yeah, you may be giving me too much credit, but thanks for that. I do love getting the opportunity to just talk through what folks are struggling with. And sometimes it's, you know, it's a bad day. Sometimes it's just, no matter how hard you try, things don't seem to go your way. And that's the interesting thing, is it seems like when things are going really, really good, obviously you've worked hard to get there, but it seems like you're not even trying. And I don't know how to describe that, except for when things are clicking, they're clicking. And then sometimes when you're having such a hard time and you try and you try, and no matter how hard you try, it doesn't seem to come together. And I think what you said a second ago is really the key. And what we try to talk about is just step back and have fun. It's a great business. If you just enjoy what you're doing, then I think it makes all the difference in the world. And it is hard, because you need to make a sale to make money. But if you go in there needing to make money, you can't make the sale. So you just really have to step back and you know, I think just take time to care about people. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but I think people genuinely see that when you're in a house or on the phone.
It works. And can you even imagine, Jeremy, going to work each day and not being around people that you enjoy being around, or not doing what you enjoy doing all day? I know millions of people do it every day, but I can't imagine that. I've been very blessed day one of my career to enjoy the people that I work with, and try to continue that environment here, spread that to more and more people. And I know we're very lucky. I know we're very blessed. I know not everybody gets that opportunity, but I think that's another wonderful thing about both of our organizations is we have a ton of fun. We love those that come to work for us each day. I always used to tell Dan when I would pull in the parking lot, my heart would kind of stop for a second because I would see all the cars every day that were in the parking lot. And I knew that I was somewhat responsible for making sure that those people continued to have a career here. And then you start seeing lots of car seats in the back of all those cars. And then you start seeing nicer cars. And to me, there's nothing that makes me happier than seeing that. That's growth and that's progress. But it also kind of makes my heart stop for just a second each day when I pull in, because that's a lot of responsibility on our shoulders, but we take that very seriously. But I love that the parking lots continue to get fuller and fuller and more car seats in the back.
Yeah. It's to your point, it's been really amazing to see and hear people that might come to you and say, I bought my first house, or I bought my kid a brand new car. And, you know, those right. things don't necessarily, that old adage, like money doesn't make you happy, but it's amazing, exciting, gratifying, whatever word you want to use, to see other people's hard work yeah. pay off in a really big way. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned this business, and it's really unique. And I got in it at a pretty young age, and so I don't have a lot to compare it to. But even when I mentioned earlier about coming up to y'all's place in 06, you know, we were certainly competitors and have been until the last couple of years. But the dynamic of our industry with people like you and Dan, David, Bobby, Ryan Kimball, Taylor Martin, Teddy Ruttinger, Craig Ritter, like we competed, but everybody really helped each other at the same time. And I think that was helpful for me to be able to have people to reach out to. The truth is, probably some of the very best friends that I have in the world are in this business and not necessarily in my building.
Yeah. Oh, amen to that. And one of the things I was going to ask, which this is a good lead in to that, is what your favorite part or what the best part about being a part of Integrity has been. I know my answer, but I would love to hear yours, or maybe the most surprising thing about being on this Integrity platform with all our friends.
Maybe the most surprising thing is how big it is. I mean, you know, all joking aside, I definitely think that when we first heard about it, I think we were in the same room, you know, years ago when it was first brought up to us in an airport somewhere. I think that never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that it would be where it's at today. And I think on a personal note, and I shared this with you, it is, you know, when all of it was talked about initially for us joining the platform, I think there were a lot of things that, you know, we were told would stay the same or get better. And when you're going through that process, you never know for sure. It's like, will everything that's been promised be delivered? But looking back at it today, I had a conversation with an employee and we were talking through some things. And one of the things that she said is, I love being here so much. I could never be without all the things Integrity does for us. I think she was talking about benefits and the way that it's changed her life. And it's just really like, it makes me smile to think that this whole deal across the country for all however many business units there are has really delivered in what Brian and the team said initially, that was just going to be that much better for everybody. And so that, I wouldn't say that surprised me, but I think early on it's like, we'll see how this pans out. And it has been, you know, far better than I ever thought. But I think my favorite thing is really like when we all get together. And I know I've heard that from several other folks on the platform. Is I've jokingly but seriously said, over the years, when you run into the people that I mentioned, you know, you, other folks in this industry, it's like you ask, hey, how are things going? How are you doing? And everybody's very superficial. It's like that Walmart, you know, everything's great, we should get together for dinner type mindset. And everybody, us included, would give just enough information to not make it seem like we weren't trying to help, but not enough that gave away the secrets of the business. And now, I mean, you know as well as I do that even when you're breaking records, running a business is challenging. And so to be able to pick up the phone and call you or any of the other tremendous leaders on the platform and just say, here's what I'm running into. Have you experienced this? And then, you know, a few minutes later, you have an email with people's scripts or documents or whatever that just says, look at this. I mean, that to me, that's one of the most amazing things that, that everybody truly pulls together. And it's not, I mean, look, it's not my plug for Integrity. I honestly don't even know who's not on the platform at this point. So I'm not trying to, you know, hustle anybody in. But I know for me and the folks around our leadership team, it just has made, it has made business. It's made it easier from the day-to-day stuff.
Amen to that. Right. And you said the biggest thing that had surprised you is the size. I bet even if you asked Brian Adams today, where we're at right now, probably it's surprising him even. I don't think even he could have planned something this big and this enormous success. And as he always says, you know, mm-hmm. we're just getting started. So it's been super fun. So let's talk about Jeremy, not at work. So it's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever time you're cutting out of there. Where do we find Jeremy when you're not at work?
Football field, track, or volleyball court. I have 3 kids. My oldest will be 18 this year, and she is a runner. I have her name is Olivia. Lilybeth is 13, and she's a volleyball player. And then my son is 10 years old. His birthday is actually day after tomorrow. He'll be 11, and he's a football and baseball player. And so lots of travel sports. I know I've shared that with you, that it seems like, you know, it's kind of that double-edged sword is I run on E, you know, I'm tired. I'm at ball games and tournaments like many parents are, late at night, into the weekends. You're just ready to breathe a little bit. And then all of a sudden your kid's turning 18 and you're wondering where it all went.
I tell all young parents, and you're right in there. So it's hard to hear, but someday, you'll look up and you'll be going, wait a minute. Nobody needs me to drive them anywhere. Nobody's waiting for me to pick them up. And it's when you're in that, what do they say about parenting? The days are long, but the years are short. And it's so true, because whatever you're in, you're thinking, this is never going to end. I'm never, ever not going to be sitting in a parking lot waiting for my kid to come after practice. And then all of a sudden, poof, they're out doing their thing. And it goes way too fast. But so you talked about your oldest, Olivia, who's a great runner. She's won several awards and several achievements around Arkansas, as I know. Getting ready to look at colleges. So what's that like when your oldest is getting ready to leave the nest? What's going through mom and dad's mind?
I don't know. It's Laura and I talk about it is like, we don't want her to be too far yet. We want her to be able to kind of make a name for herself. And so I think it's just going to take some getting used to. She's, you know, she's been at home her whole life. And then now, like you said, she doesn't need us. I don't know if I'm sure she's still going to ask for money, but,
doesn't end for several more years. Okay. I'll let you know when that ends.
So I don't know. She works so hard. She's probably the hardest worker I know, and she knows what she wants and she goes after it. And so really, really proud of her.
So in addition to just her picking colleges, like when I was picking colleges, it was where I could drive to and who would accept me. Will they actually take my resume? Your daughter's actually like getting offers because of her sports and academics, I'm sure too. That's got to be hard because you're wanting her to choose somewhere, like you said, that's still close, that mom and dad could still drive to, but yet she's probably getting offers maybe from farther away than you would choose if it weren't for those offers. So you don't want to be in the way, but yet you want them to spread their wings. It's got to be a whole new challenge. And like I said, she's never been away from home for that long. That's crazy to think about, isn't it?
So we're leaning towards Mizzou because she can have room at your house. So
I have a room already. Mine have all left. So I'll take another one.
We go to Fayetteville this week to visit with their coach. And really, I think wherever she goes will be great. it's just really neat to see her hard work pay off. And for her to, because really, you know, I think our goal as parents is to prepare our kids for life. And so I think she's seeing right now that you can do anything if you work hard enough for it. And I'm sure I've told you, she's won 13 state championships. She's a two-time Gatorade athlete of the year. And then this year she set the all-time Arkansas running record in the mile. So she's the fastest high school female to ever run in the state of Arkansas the mile. And so she's really worked hard for all that. And I think that hopefully prepares her for, I mean, not that running a mile fast helps her be successful, but I think that oftentimes people really want to be successful, but you know, they look at people and they think, I just wish I had what they have, but they're missing what it took to get there. And so,
all right.
So Olivia will run, you know, a mile in 4 minutes and 50 seconds. And that's what you see is her hit the track for 4 minutes and 50 seconds. But what you haven't seen is the, you know, 55 miles a week that she's put in for the last 3 or 4 years to get her to that point. And I think that's just a great testament to what it takes in life.
So you run a lot. I know you're a runner. Does she get the speed from you, or does she get the love of running?
No. So funny story. She was being interviewed by the paper after she won something, and they asked her, where do you get your athletic ability from? And she said, her response, I wish I had it so I could read it verbatim, but it basically said, I don't know where I got my athletic ability. My dad didn't play sports and my mom was just a cheerleader.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so we're working with her to like maybe improve the way she says stuff. In fact,
she's going to be this successful. She's going to be interviewed a lot. So you do, maybe she needs a publicist almost to kind of work.
So there was another article published just like 3 or 4 weeks ago about her Gatorade Athlete of the Year. So I had called her. The article basically said, the question was like, how did you feel when you found out you won the award? And she said, well, my dad called me on the phone and was yelling at me for not answering the phone. That's how I found out. And so that's absolutely true, but out of context. So the argument, what she failed to say was, I had called 3 or 4 times. She didn't answer. And then probably like any parent, I flex the, I pay for the phone thing. So I said, hey, listen, if you're not going to answer the phone, I'm not going to pay for it anymore. What translated to the reading public of Garland County thinking I yell at her when, so I'm like, but if you could just work on that a little bit, it would be helpful. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. She's going to need that because she's going to be interviewed a lot. It seems like. So the other two, you got volleyball and then you're a football star. So what's that been like? You got 3 kids, 2 parents, probably 3 different directions. Who goes where? How do you figure out who's going to which parking lot and who's going to miss what?
Listen, I would love to sit here and tell you I'm all put together, but this summer, I got a phone call from the church campus like, hey, where's Lily Beth? Or Lily's not here. And I'm like, yeah, she's at home. And they're like, no, but she signed up for camp. And so we had forgotten that we had signed her up. And so that's kind of the life we live. It's like I told you this morning, we were talking on Facebook, you know, we look amazing with our family pictures, everybody's smiling, but really we're just barely making it. And just hoping that we get like, I mean, we're like, we forget kids sometimes.
Let's clarify that, Jeremy, in case that's the one that, so Allie's going to take certain pieces out of this to like do all the promotions for your podcast. And I don't want it to be, you know, Jeremy forgot his kids or forgets his kids a lot. So clarify that statement there. You forget him for like a minute or two. That is definitely what we're rolling with for our commercial for this. Jeremy Pienlar's daughter wins state champion while he's yelling at her and forgetting the others.
Oh, how do you know so much about my life already?
I love it. I know, right? So what other fun stuff? So the kids, yes, that takes up obviously a lot of time. Uh-huh. I know you're a big car guy. So are you working on anything special right now? And tell everybody, if not anything new, tell everybody about the truck from your grandfather.
Yeah, working really on anything new. We're just kind of trying to make it through sports right now. But I do have the truck you're talking about is a 36 Ford truck that my mom learned to drive in high school. So it was her high school car or truck. And my grandfather saved it in about 2014 or 15. I picked it up. He lived in California. So I ran out there and grabbed it and spent about 4 years restoring it. And just a cool family car, and doesn't go very fast, but it's pretty neat.
Well, that's good, because I hear there's also been some speeding tickets in your past. So we know way too much about each other, Jeremy.
So I didn't get a speeding ticket today, as you know. And I didn't have my driver's license or up-to-date registration. So I'm pretty much a mess.
Reminds me, once I'll tell a funny story on our family. So my husband's best friend's in the military, and he was on an Air Force base in Wyoming a few years ago and loaded up the kids on spring break. Yay, let's go to an Air Force base in Wyoming. You know, they were super excited about that, but we had fun. So we get all the way out there, and you know, to get on to visit anybody on an Air Force base, there's a lot of things you have to show them, right? So the first thing was our IDs. So my husband and I both had our IDs with us. And then they asked about registration on the car. So we're like going through there. Can't find anything current. Well, insurance. Oh, we're both looking. We're scammering. Got nothing. Here's the expired one from last February. It shows I have State Farm, but I just don't have the current card. You can call. So anyway, there's like two or three things that they asked for. My son was 16, I think, at the time. And anyway, they needed his ID. He didn't even have it. Didn't even have his ID with him, but he's 16. And we might have let him drive for a little bit of the trip. Anyway, fast forward. So my husband's best friend comes out, because they're like calling him like, these people can't prove, you know, they don't have all the documents. And he like loses his mind. He's like, you guys just drove halfway across the country. You don't have up-to-date insurance, your registration. The kid doesn't even have his ID with him. We're like, those are not things that I normally think to check before I take off on a road trip. We're thinking food, gas, where are we going to stop? Yeah. What entertainment do we have? The books, videos, all of that. So
I got to tell you a quick speeding since clearly I have a lead foot. So we were going through Texas, and I live in Arkansas. So I think we're going on a cruise or going to Galveston or something like that. We were in a Suburban. My son, who's going to be 11 in a couple of days, was a little baby. So Laura was in the back seat of the Suburban, and probably like a lot of husbands, my wife was giving me some really good corrective criticism, telling me that I needed to slow down because I was going to get ticket. And so it was just constant, like, slow down, slow down. And I should have listened, but I got blue lighted. And so the guy pulls over, and he was highway patrol or state police, as he's coming from his car to mine. Laura's just like, I told you, just over and over. So the guy comes to the window and he says, license and registration. And I said, listen, just give me my ticket. I said, I have however much time I had, 4 hours left on this trip. And my wife's been telling me not to speed for the last hour. And so nothing you're about to do to me is going to be worse than the next 4 hours of my life. So he sticks his head in the window, and Laura starts, she's like, I told him not to speed. And this guy must've been married, because he laughed. And he handed me my stuff, and he said, I hope you enjoy your ride, sir. And I didn't get a ticket, but it was a long ride.
Yeah, I love that. Just give me the ticket. Let's just call this what it is right here.
Yeah, that's
we can
right.
Both go on with our day. And we don't have to play this. You know, I'm not going to have all the stuff that I need. That's right. Well, before we wrap up, I always want to know from people like you, Jeremy, who have had tremendous success in your life. Obviously, you're a wonderful father and husband and career person and all the things, that mentor to so many. Where do you go? Like, what's your form of inspiration? Is there a book? Is there a podcast? Is there a podcast series? Instagram, where do you go, and where do you continue to kind of fuel that fire for you?
I do love to read. In fact, one of my favorite little books, because it has pictures, so that's the extent of my reading, is a book I got, I think, from you or Dan McNerney, which I think it's just titled 212 degrees. And it just talks about the little things that we do, because the whole premise of that book is that 1 degree changes everything. But I think for me, really, I'm surrounded by great leaders, and having that opportunity to just talk through my day, because my day is not always great, as you know. And so I think just being able to, number one, try to remind myself that at the end of the day, none of it's really a huge deal. The things that we think are important, I mean, they are, but they're really not. And so I think having great people around you is really key and what's helpful to me. I mean, I call you sometimes and, you know, ask you questions. And so I'm super thankful you take my calls.
And sometimes I even totem pole them, right? That's another little trick we have between us.
That's maybe another pod. I mean, maybe you can explain that in another podcast.
Oh, that's way too deep for this one. Yeah, way too deep. We'll have to take that on another one, but I appreciate you. You are definitely that person for me, for so many people that I know that regardless of what kind of day I'm having, if I see your face, even if I see your name on a list, it just makes me smile. And I think you bring that to people. You bring that energy to a room. You bring that energy to the company. You certainly bring that now to the Integrity platform. So on behalf of myself and many, 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 many others, appreciate you, Jeremy, and can't wait to get back together again. Absolutely.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right.